And welcome to episode 2 of Fungeons and Flagons, season 3, the Arcane Academy. Yeah, we are on Twitch. This is the first time we are doing it because we are pandemic proof. Guys, we are making sure that this show survives through any coughs and heart palpitations. Because we are on Twitch, follows are very welcome. And we actually might hit 5K this episode, which is incredible because I started the Twitch channel 5 years ago and forgot I even had it. So let's give it a bit of CPR. Feel free to chat with those that are watching. We won't really be reading out the chat, except for DM pass holders. If you activate your reroll, we're going to get that happening ASAP, which is super excited, but more on that. The full episodes will be available on YouTube. So you haven't given that a sub yet, now is the time to do that. Speaking of DM pass holders and adventurer holders, we've added 2 new Patreon tiers this year, which is super exciting. The adventurers have been assisting on ways to impact the story, and they're going to get a lot of mentions this time around. And the DM pass holders will help brainstorm each episode. They both find out announcements first. They will get access to the after show, winding down each episode. And then DM pass holders will do something that we've never done before in the history of Fungeons and Flagons and every iteration before that. They can grant 1 reroll. Will they use it to help? Will they use it to hinder? They get to decide. If you are a DM pass holder, start a whisper via Twitch chat to @SpectrumGayMess. That is Caitlin. She's going to ping me and let me know so that we can stop the gameplay to re-roll. This is super exciting. Guys, everyone gets 1. When will you use it? We didn't have it last episode. Shout out to those that are helping support the show as DM pass holders. We have Nathan, Justin, Michelle, Herky, the Void Sorcerer, Mr. Pirate Dancer, Cordero, who is Zombie Squirrel, Isaac, who is Jiblink 16. I have permission to say it like that now. Thierry, Jimmy Sprinkles, Marco, who is Asked for Seconds in the Twitch chat, DKTE, Seb _X, Katniss, Adam Toulos, DVK Joe, Terry, who is a little white guy, a little weird guy, you're not even white, Alex, and of course, Caitlin, aka Spectrum Gamess. I'm glad I can see the guests just laughing into their hand. Thank you for your support on this one. And also Nathan is supporting that one. I had to say it twice because I missed it last week. If you do want to join and support, patreon.com/geekbomb. We also have Fungeons fan art. Ryan, I forgot to tell you about this one, but the fan art that we have, is there any way that we can show that off? Because Michelle, aka M the Cartographer, did an amazing job from last week's episode that she made up, which was absolutely beautiful. If you can't see it or haven't seen it, I've retweeted it on Twitter. And we also have a Fungeons subreddit if you want to post any art there, and we'll show it. Ah, there it is! Yay! I love it! I'm going to have to send it to you guys as well. I didn't want to spoil it for you, but basically the moderator is like, would you die for a stranger? And then it's everyone's reactions and the sensational in that. I obviously want to reintroduce Hector and Kate. Hector Navarro, who's an amazing host on all sorts of things, including on the El Rey channel for Correct the Mundo. You can see him every single week hosting or co-hosting Nerdist Book Club with myself. You know him from DC All Access. He's been absolutely amazing. And then Kate Welsh, who everyone knows as one of the best DMs on the planet and Dungeons and Dragons players around, have such exciting news about where you're going in life, which I'm super pumped about. But I would like for you guys to reintroduce your characters, and then I will be showing you the first look at your character art. Yes. Can you guys roll to see who will go first?
Hector, I hope you can beat a 3, Hector.
Ooh, I think I can. 18, baby.
Ooh. All right, Hector, your turn first. Tell us all about your character.
Great. My character is Nightcrawler from the X-Men. Basically. Except we are avoiding copyright. So my character's name is Alain, spelled A-L-A-I-N. I am a tiefling. I now have a cool golden sword. The little sword has little horns, just like I do.
I don't know if you can see the Twitch feed right now.
I'm looking at it.
Can you see the Twitch feed right now? Do you like it? It's you. There he is. Sorry. Hector, also, Hector, we are calling your character affectionately Elaine Not Kurt.
Not Kurt. That's right. That's right. My parents named me Kurt, and then I ran away because it was, you know, just like any creature born that looks different, a kid born that looks different. I ran away from home because it wasn't a good situation, and I've decided to shed my name, Kurt, and I have taken on the name Elaine, which I think is more heroic, but everybody calls me not Kurt.
Sorry. Elaine just didn't stick its landing for some reason.
Great.
Thank you for that, Elaine. And you have an amazing accent and your look is fantastic. And we are fleshing out a little bit more about the teleportation, which is very in line with Machert. Kate, tell us about your character. And if you're on the Twitch, you can check it out too.
I'm so excited. I am Brunhild the Worthy. I have my accent kind of meanders. I am a Goliath rogue with the ability. Oh my god, dude, she's so cool. I'm sorry, I'm just seeing it for the first time. She has the ability to blend in. Her awesome daggers also now blend in with her. She can take the, much like a squid or an octopus, sort of disguise herself into her surroundings. She is big and dumb. And maybe not the stealthiest rogue you've ever seen, but she means well, and she likes everybody, but she's very self-conscious about being very, very tall.
She's beautiful. We actually did a bit of research in the Discord as well. And Goliaths are like 7-8 feet tall. Yes. So yeah, she's a big Brunhild. I want to give a shout out to our artist. If you're on Instagram at Terry Trin Art, Terry is T-E-R-R-Y, Trin is T-R-I-N-H Art. He's on Instagram. He has been with us from day one. I am talking SourceFed D&D, very first iteration of this show. So I'm thrilled to have him back again. He's a fellow Aussie who's doing amazing things. So I just wanted to, give him a follow. He's going to put up a bunch of art. I'm going to send that art to you guys as well. He also designed the new moderator art, and I bought this to match it so that I look like it. All righty. So you two were introduced as students at the Arcane Academy. Let's figure out what the hell Fungions is if you don't know. So it's influenced by D&D, by placing characters in a fantasy world and having quests and combat, but it is absolutely not D&D in the fact that there are no stats or rules or predetermined abilities. This is purely an improv RPG game that focuses on storytelling. If you're in this world, feel free to ask questions about it, interact, explore, write things down. If you get an ability, it is up to you to keep track of these items, character details, quests, etc. So the rules are simple. There are no rules, really. It just depends on your role. You are all issued with D20, which is a 20-sided dice. So if you wish to do something, you roll the dice. 11 and higher, you're usually successful. 10 and lower, you're gonna fail. The higher you roll, the more successful you are. The lower you roll, the bigger the fail. The harder the thing you wish to do, that 11 becomes a sliding scale. So if you want to do the nearly impossible, then you will need to roll the nearly impossible. 20s are a crit, meaning that whatever you're trying to do is perfect and it has a positive consequence. Ones are the biggest fail and something terrible will happen. There are going to be random surges that occur, which you'll hear more about. But when one happens, you're going to need a roll. Above 10 is positive and under 10 will be negative. Attack however you want with whatever you have. Alrighty, let's recap what happened last week with excellent art as guidance by the one and only Terry Trin. Previously on Fungions and Flagons, we are introduced to the Arcane Academy, a college created by the esteemed researcher and academic Headmaster Reedville to take in those that had been affected or imbued, whichever way you look at it, with a raw magical energy that causes them to have random magic outbursts during heightened emotions. The purpose of the Academy is for its students to undergo a series of tests, tasks, and trials to learn the skills and experience required to master the magic within them. It's here that we meet the rogue Goliath, Brunhild the Worthy, and the tiefling fighter, Elaine Nochert, two students drawn to the academy by their magic, ready for their first day. They are introduced to the high elf cleric, Voldred, a sneery elitist who questioned their worth. Headmaster Reedville set a series of small tasks for the trio to face. A test of insight, a shot of constitution, the ridding of rats, facing off with a locked door, and a reveal of personalized weapons hidden within the chests. After analyzing the group's performance, Headmaster Reedville deemed Voldred's recklessness and lack of teamwork enough for him to be removed from his studies. It is a new day with a new task ahead of our students. Who will they be paired up with today? Find out on tonight's episode of Fungeons and Flagons. Alrighty, we are in the world. Hey guys. So you are in your sleeping quarters. You've been rested. You have some time to wind down. I wouldn't mind having you guys just look at and assess and talk through your new blades. What do you think of them?
This is the nicest thing I have ever held in my hands. Wowie zowie, it's beautiful.
What a generous gift we've been given. Watch this. And I turn into, I blend into like my comforter, because I guess we're sharing a room. But I blend into the same texture and weave as the comforter, and then the daggers also blend in. I've never seen weapons that can do this kind of thing before. I'm gonna be so invisible. Watch this. But you can't see me, can you?
Bromhild, where did you go?
I'm right. I turn right back. I'm right here. You didn't know.
Oh, wow. That is so cool. Also, I just want to say it's so cool that this school doesn't have outdated ideas about gender and just put us in the same room. It's so cool because schools that have outdated ideas about gender are unhealthy and nobody should listen to those schoolmasters. It's bad. But this place is cool.
Could you guys both roll for me?
I got a 10.
I don't know how to say two in German, but I got a two.
Vi.
Very well, okay, vi.
With the 10, only just, I believe, Brumhild, when you are looking at the daggers, you actually can see the Academy crest on your weapons. Ooh. What would you like to do with that information since only you can see it?
I'm too dumb to conceal that information, so I would exclaim it excitedly to Elaine. My dear co-ed friend here in the co-ed dorm. Look at this. Look, does yours have one of these? This cool crest. Is it the same one that's on our wrists?
It is the exact same one on the wrist. It is the Academy sigil. It is the mark of the school.
They always stay branding.
So cool.
All right. Do you guys want to do an insight roll?
Yes.
Okay, go for it.
Am I inciting?
Why this could be the case. I'm going to give you a -3 because you're not smart. Sorry.
Okay. Well, then my grand total is -1.
Cool. You're just happy to be here. Good.
This is a pretty crest, don't you think? Does it matter? Is it the same one? I think it's a little different.
You know what? With a -1, you can't see the dagger because it's the same material like as your... So you're picking up your sheet and you're just so excited at your dagger, which is literally a bundle of your sheet in your hand.
I've just given you a lot of information. It's not useful to you, but I'm happy. So
you're excited. So then I am excited for you, Brumhild.
Did you roll an insight check, Elaine?
Certainly. 8. No insight for me.
No. Alrighty. Cool. But the blanket looks pretty sick. That's all you get. Wow. You know what? We are early in your study. You don't have to be super smart just yet. I do want to ask you though, how have you spent your downtime? Can you please roll for me? Mm-hmm.
8.
At 2. It's not going great.
You know what? If that is the case, an 8 and a 2? Oh. Alrighty.
In our room for a whole day or two, just hanging out in here.
Yeah. You have a lot of downtime. Elaine, with an 8, you are washing up. You have been on washing up duties to help clean the mess hall after dinners. That is how you've been spending your downtime, and that is how you've been put to work. Brunhild, you've been cleaning the shitter. You are cleaning number twos.
Just the number twos?
Well, I mean, if there's a bit of spillage, that's probably going to be mopped up as well, and that is your job.
All right, so the number twos and the number ones. All right.
Okay. Which is still higher combined, that is higher than your role. Yes.
Yes, yep. Mud.
Alrighty. So class begins and Headmaster Reedville beckons the students into the Great Hall. He gets up on the podium, the one that is surrounded by these columns and statues, and he says, "Good morning, everyone. I hope you are all settling in and making friends. But let's not forget why we are here. We must learn the master to master that magic." And then suddenly a loud pop sounds, and a student at the back has turned into a unicorn.
Oh, that's very nice.
You doing that?
Bromhild, what happened? I can't see because you have a better viewpoint than me. What happened back there?
Would you like me to give you a boost?
You could tell me. Sure. Okay. You can give me.
I'm not very descriptive.
Okay.
I'm gonna roll for boost. I got an 8, but I'm big, so
I'll give you a +2.
Excellent. 10. All right, thank you.
All right. There you go. Now, Elaine, you see the fact that the student, which was standing in the back row, is now a unicorn and looks incredibly uncomfortable that this has happened and embarrassed. And the headmaster, all things considered, it could have been a lot worse. Could you just take them into the grounds to walk it off? Thank you. And ushers to a nearby student to kind of take care of it. So you have all received your customized weapons suited to you and your strengths. It is time we put them to work. Let's start off the next challenge. Brunhild. Elaine, just next to, on the shoulders. I, you two look fused at the moment, so you two will be together. And you, yes. And points to this third student that is like kind of half-eyed open, half their eyes are open, kind of staring in that direction. Yes, get together. Hello. And now two students have suddenly become three. Oh, hello there. What is your name? I don't think we've met yet in this short amount of time.
My name.
A very simple question.
Yeah. Let's go with Atlas.
Hello, Atlas. Oh, well traveled, I'm sure. I don't like to make assumptions, so I just like to ask full disclosure. Is it a he, she, they? What race and class are you? I wouldn't want to guess.
Sure. Let's go with he. And in terms of race?
What race are you?
Shit.
You are a pile of shit.
I know. Well, at least my father tells me I am, so we'll see.
I think I found you in one of the toilets, actually.
Do you want me to tell you something?
Yeah, please. I would love a list. Mm-hmm. Or let's just go with elf. Elf's always great.
Okay. Are you a high elf from the citadels? Are you a wood elf from the forest? Or are you a drow from underground?
Let's go with the wood elf.
Ooh, very good. Oh, is it to be around lots of trees and plants and leaves?
Absolutely. Nature is my ground.
Could you please explain to me your fighting style? What weapon do you like to use in combat? And are you more of a ranged fighter, or are you up close with daggers and weapons, or do you like magic?
I love being an up close fighter. Mm-hmm. Let's go two daggers. And yeah, what were your other questions?
Oh, no, that was it. Your fighting.
That was it. Oh, yeah, then cool. Yeah, two daggers and in your face.
There's a lot of smoke around you, I've noticed, though. Is that made by you, or is that...
Oh, I got it from the hobbits down the road.
Now, you all don't know each other, so what about a quick getting to know you? I guess...
I mean, hey, how are you doing? That's right, I'm talking to you, Tiefling. What's your name?
You're talking to me.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I apologize. I have never gotten this sort of attention from a wood elf before.
That's so strange. And may I say, just horrible.
Certainly you may.
What's your name?
My name is Elaine. Elaine. And you are Atlas, yes?
Correct.
Oh, hold on. Let me just take you down off my shoulders there. You two can have a conversation on the ground.
Thank you. I'm not actually that tall. Yes, thank you. This is Brumhild. She is my friend and roomie.
Very nice to meet you, Brumhild. So getting back to you, what's your story? Tell me everything. Are you hungry? Do you want to go get some lunch? I know some great, great tapas places around the corner.
Really?
It's 8:30 in the morning.
Exactly. Perfect time to eat.
I was actually wondering, perhaps maybe we could talk about what you feel your greatest strengths are. And if we were to be vulnerable, your greatest weakness and what you are most afraid of. I didn't quite catch your name. What was your... Atlas. Atlas.
Exactly.
Atlas. Yes. If you'd like to go first.
My greatest strength. Just being romantic, falling in love, taking care of those I love, you know, just here for it all. And then weakness,
could almost I guess be those same things.
Or, I don't know, the ganja. Either way, you know.
It's a lot. So when I asked if you were a high elf, you actually meant yes.
Absolutely.
Wood elf, yes.
Wood elf, but quite a high elf as well. If you could all also share with Atlas here your greatest strength and your biggest weakness. Mm. Elaine, now that you have gone a flushed shade of rose, you can go.
It's a little bit purple right now. I'm so embarrassed because blue plus red is purple. Sure thing, Atlas. I have to say, too, you have such a presence about you. It's kind of intoxicating. It's crazy.
I know.
Okay, so my greatest strength is probably I have accidentally in the past before teleported, and it's fun.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, some sort of magic ability. Also, I feel like I have a pretty good idea of what is right from wrong. My biggest weakness... Honestly, I tend to get pretty lonely if I'm being very vulnerable.
Oh, that won't be a problem anymore.
Oh, right, because I'm here in the school and I'm surrounded by my friends.
Exactly. Uh-huh.
Roommate. Those are my strengths and weaknesses. Also, I think another weakness is I have terrible gaydar. I don't even know when, you know, being hit on or anything. So I'm just bad that way. But that hasn't come up, honestly.
It hasn't, has it?
Mm-hmm.
That's okay.
Has nothing else come up?
I'm
sorry.
Master Reedville, did you just make a sex pun?
I'm nothing but... This headmaster is nothing but appropriate at school.
Yeah, I think you did it again, but I don't know if you're messing with me or if you accidentally... I don't know. I'm just going to...
It doesn't matter. Okay. We'll mess around together. We're all just messing around.
Brumhild, please. Your greatest strengths and your biggest weaknesses.
Well, my greatest strength is that I can disappear into terrain at any time. Watch this. Amazing, right? And then my greatest...
What I would do with that power. In the boy's shower and the woman's shower. In all the showers.
Oh, I don't go in the showers. I think it's a bit creepy, but I'll respect it. My greatest weakness is not knowing when to leave other people alone when they need a moment. Mm. So
we'll fix that.
But it's funny because Bromhild's biggest weakness ended up helping me with my biggest weakness, because I was feeling sort of down a little bit in our room, and then she continued to talk to me, and eventually my loneliness went away, so it's very helpful.
It is not an accident that you two were paired together. It felt like it was a necessary thing to do. Atlas, I would like to ask you, where are you from and what was your home like? And these outbursts that you all experience, tell me about a good or a bad one that you had.
You know, where I'm from, it was a nice place in the woods, obviously. And it's beautiful. We're very in touch with nature. We share everything as we share the sun. There's no hierarchy. And it's interesting. We don't judge each other at all for anything. So we are free to do what we want. Love who we want to love. And my outburst. Now, the funny thing that Elaine said teleportation is, you know, it's so interesting. My power is portals. You know, I open small little portals here and there. And the worst instance was shitting on my parents when I was just in the woods. Shitting, and I created a portal. They were making love. They wanted to, you know, have another kid because apparently I'm a disappointment. And, you know, what can you do? You just
and shit your parents. With that sharing of that story, something within you just unleashes. I need you to roll a D20 for me.
Okay. D20?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You have experienced an emotional outburst.
19.
Oh, you're kidding.
Nope.
Okay.
What happens now?
Hold on. A mysterious black dot. This is actually, let's talk about. Oh, wow, you're so fast. Let's talk about where this has come from. This is what's important. Oh, my screen's not big enough, but there is a... you hear this noise, Mr. Pirate Dancer. And because of that, while you're erupting, it's obviously a spell or an incantation that Mr. Pirate Dancer has, coined. But a mysterious black dog with a fiery blue tail and a green gem on her collar appears and guides you from now on. So you have you've basically summoned this familiar.
Fuck yeah.
Which
I mean, yeah,
really cute and is in another room. You ever want to talk to it? What's your new mysterious black dog's name?
You know, Lassie.
Lassie?
Atlas, I like it. Lassie.
It's original. That's one of the things that I like about it.
Yes. I've never heard that name before. It's original where we are currently. That's a
sure. Yeah.
That's a unique name.
I took the last three letters of my name, Lass, and then I just added another, you know.
Lassie.
It looks a little bit like this. So this is your new familiar. A little mysterious black dog, but it's got a fiery tail and a gem on her collar. This is now Lassie. So Lassie is now with you for the rest of the adventure. Congratulations on rolling your 19. Alrighty, so you had an emotional outburst, but you recovered really, really well. And as you're wiping the tears off from your face from like sharing the fact that you shat on your parents while they were making love, a dog appears as your familiar.
Yeah, I honestly, I have some questions about that. Like, Is this your dog? Did thinking about your parents having sexual intercourse summon your dog to you? That is kind of crazy. Is it like an emotional support dog? How did that happen?
You know, sometimes when I'm, as I like to call it, in the clouds, my vision just kind of blurs and everything. So I need, you know, more so seeing eye dog than anything. And, you know, this dog is a guidance dog. It helps me go where I need to go. And also, not go where I need to go.
I don't know. I don't think that, Atlas, you should read into this anymore, but I think we have the exact same D20, which is pretty cool. So. But
I think we should read into this a lot more. No. Let's talk about it. Where'd you get your dice? Because I know where I got my dice, and I wonder if we got it at the same place. Did we meet before, and we didn't even know, and now we're destined to be in this group. Not together, but, I mean, together.
From here, it's so much cooler than ours. Look at that.
Mine's different.
And with that, the headmaster clears his throat.
Thank you for sharing. What a cute little animal familiar that you now have. How exciting. Sometimes the bursts are great. Sometimes they are not at all. But for your assignment, I need you to collect some ingredients for me, actually. You now have your weapons that are there. Atlas, could you please show me and tell me about your daggers that you have?
For sure, dude, of course, absolutely.
Dude.
100%. My man. All right, so my daggers. Let me tell you about my daggers. Let me tell you. Ooh, you try to like, oh, what was that?
Down, I'm hip with some hips. 1, 2.
It sounds like you're trying too hard, but it's okay. We're going to move past it, and I'm going to tell you about my daggers.
I'm going to roll to see how hard he's trying. 18.
He's trying that hard, and he succeeds.
Smooth.
Or maybe she, I don't know. Why did I say he? I don't know. We're going to move forward. I'm going to tell you about my daggers. You know, these two daggers were made from, I don't know if you know, and I might be completely making this up. So, you know, whatever. But wood elf's bones are just absolutely one of the strongest things on earth. And these are made out of bones from my parents, let's say a rib each. And
they really hate you, don't they?
100%. But they have a very beautiful design in them. Of the first time they met. And it is a beautiful romantic story that I wish I could live up to. So we'll see if I do.
I'm very excited for this adventure.
Can I try to steal those daggers, please?
You want to roll?
Yeah. I also wield two daggers, and I'm not taking this lightly.
Your weakness isn't being able to unread a conversation. Your weakness is kleptomania.
Oh, well, shit.
Never admit to my real weakness. Okay, it's 17.
Yeah. So tell me how you, while he's like talking about his parents' rib bones, how do you sneak at one, maybe two of the daggers from him?
Okay. So I assume that, Atlas, correct me if I'm wrong, you bring these daggers out and you're like showing them off to us.
Absolutely.
And so while you're talking, I'm like, oh, just gesturing so that I might hold them closer. And yeah. And you give them to me, you place them in my hands. I'm like, oh, very nice. And I sheath one of them and then, or look for the other one, like, may I see that one too? And I just like, oh, it's a beautiful story. Very nice. Wood elf bones. Love it. And I sheath it. And I just continue to listen to the story.
Here's the thing. I'm so, as I say, in the clouds that, yeah.
Actually, roll for me.
Me?
Yeah.
All right.
Negative 2 from Glaze Haze.
7.
Yeah, no, you got nothing, man. No, you no longer have your weapons. Because you have your weapons, and Headmaster Reedville gives Broomhild a sneaky wink that no one else catches, we are going to need some ingredients to collect for your next essential equipment needed to take on the dangers of the world.
And that is, these ingredients will help make your armor. So head to the grounds to start your task. You are to collect 20 feet of spider silk, a vial of toad slime, and a boar's hide. The location of these ingredients, along with clues on how to get them, are written on this scroll, which unfortunately has been eaten away by the rats that you had to get rid of. I told you that they were a nuisance. So not all of it's on there, but do with that as you will. But you can collect all of those things. Best of luck. And with that, the headmaster turns and leaves, and you guys have access to the grounds, this half-eaten scroll, and a list of things you need to get. What would you like to do?
I'm going to go first.
Yeah.
I'm going to do, or I'm going to try to do two things. Uh-huh. One, have my dog, or sorry, Lassie, mm-hmm. smell the scroll to see if Lassie can sniff out where the rat is and where maybe the other piece is, or maybe just, you know, lead it. And then two, write a scroll for Elaine. Just a nice little note saying, hey, how's it going? You good?
I believe maybe someone could tell you why the first one might not happen.
Oh, okay.
So I believe the rats have been taken care of.
Oh, then, you know, hey.
Does anyone want to try and read the scroll?
I think that's probably best for Elaine.
Elaine?
I would like to roll to inspect the scroll.
Go for it.
Sorry, I just noticed the hand.
It's true. 19, I rolled a 19.
Fantastic. All right. Seeing everything you can from the scroll, you can absolutely clearly make out everything written on it. And it says 20 feet of spider silk. Negot. N-E-G-O-T. And then the rip comes back in and says, life will depend on it. And there's actually a map after, there's a list on the left-hand side and a map on the right-hand side. And you can see on this map that there is an X situated at the caves to the left of the hall entrance. Okay. You can also read that it says with the vial of toad slime, no laughing matter, ... That's it. With an X over the large pond, which is at the start of the forest's edge. And then when it's where it says giant boar hide, ... expensive taste, ... And then there is an X over the top left area of the forest. Out of these three locations, which one would you like to go to first?
Should we all do them together or perhaps split up? There's three things we have to find. And I don't know how much more time.
I got it. It took me that whole time, but I got it.
I feel like we've got maybe like 20 minutes to finish this challenge. Could we stay together or split up? What do you guys think?
As much as I would love to stick by your side, Elaine, I think it'd be really smart to split up. But, you know, let's just meet back here and, you know, see what happens.
Good point. Okay.
So who wants what?
Here's what we've got. We've got 20 feet of spider silk. And it says negot. And then it says life will depend on it. I have a feeling it's supposed to say negotiate. So one of us should go who is ever the best at negotiating, maybe with the spiders to get the silk. That is at the caves. Number two, the one vial of toad slime. It says no laughing matter. No idea. But that's
that's funny.
Number dry is the boar's hide, which is in the top left of the forest. It says expensive taste. I also don't know what that could mean.
Perhaps if if something is no laughing matter, we shouldn't send this leaf elf to deal with that one. So I'll take toad slime for myself.
Okay. Then I will take the spider silk, and then Atlas, you can take the boar's hide. Now it says expensive taste, so you may have to trade for something. Do you have something that you'd be willing to part with?
No, everything I own is extremely personal to me. Okay. Except for this ring that I stole from my parents, this necklace I stole from my mom, my sister's wedding ring.
Beautiful.
Probably this tunic, which, I don't really care that much about, but everything else pretty personal to me.
Okay.
All righty. Can you all roll for me to see who's going to undertake their task first?
Six.
And remember, DM as old as you can reroll.
10.
11.
What was yours, Elaine?
6. Or
11 is the highest?
What?
It's a rough night, Maud.
Guys. Oh, no.
So, Atlas.
Shit.
You know exactly where which one are you doing?
The forehead.
Yeah. Okay. You know exactly where the forest is. You know where the top left corner is. You make your way there.
Cool.
Not there it is.
Smoking a little bit on my way there. Just saying.
Good. Cool. Neg one to oil rolls. Maybe. Depends. But you see that there is somewhat of a clearing, but it's not a natural clearing. It's definitely a unnatural clearing where trunks have been flattened of trees, and there is like an area that has been trampled and stamped, and it's dead and gone. And you can hear a bit of a like that.
All right.
What would you like to do? Roll me a perception check. Roll me to see if you
can. I'll roll a perception check.
Yeah. You know what? With that, I'm going to give
11.
All right, a 13. All righty. So you can
11. I got 11.
Oh no, but you have a lot of perception right now. You are
perceiving things
that maybe you didn't even think of, man. And with that, you see this lumbering hunk of what you will guess is a boar. But the body is rising slowly and falling slowly. And it's kind of tucked behind some fronds and built up pine needles in like what looks like a very comfortable place to lie. What would you like to do?
I would like to go lie there. Very much like that, very famous drawing by that one famous painter, Hayao Miyazaki, in that one famous painting, My Neighbor Totoro, and just lie right on the boar's, take a nice little lie down.
Can you please roll for me?
Absolutely. 8.
It doesn't like the company. It feels very threatened by your pheromones that just seem to be rolling and permeating sort of like off and around you. And it gets up and it wants to attack you.
Great. So I pull out my blades.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Oh no. I realize I don't have my blades.
Whoops.
So then
you're fucked.
I take.
You know what? Roll for Lassie right now.
Sure, rolling for Lassie. 13.
Lassie kind of indicates that she's scented something and goes running off quite quickly.
Great, and I'm looking at the boar. At this Lassie point,
stops, looks back and goes.
I follow Lassie.
There it is. Okay.
That's what I was supposed to do. I mean, she had to tell me, but I did it in the end.
The boar is starting to like charge up a little bit.
Sure.
But as you duck and weave between trees from this forest and you follow Lassie, who's going very, very fast in a very determined direction, you see that she has smelt out these golden truffles hidden underneath a log. That seems quite heavy, but there are golden truffles growing underneath it.
So, here's what I do. I try to bite one of them.
You want to eat the golden truffle?
I'm going to be honest. I'm in the clouds. It makes me hungry.
You got munchies.
I'm going to have a little taste. My teeth can't like bite through it, so it's fine. Right.
Roll for me. Roll for me.
All right. Three. Three.
You've missed your mouth.
Oh, great.
Trying to pick and eat. Great. There's like four hands in front of you and four of them are coming towards and you go to grab it, but there's nothing there.
Okay.
So you haven't eaten them, but the good news is you've got some golden truffle in your hand. It's just not making its way downtown, walking fast, faces fast and home ground.
What is the boar doing at this point?
Charging at you.
Great. Fantastic. So I make a split second decision.
A boar is a pig.
Yes.
It's a type of pig.
So in my mind...
And a golden truffle is still a truffle.
For sure.
Yep.
And I see where you want me to go, but I'm going to go the long route and it's way too hard, but I'm going to do it anyway. Because why? I'm in the clouds. I quickly throw all my flour, let's call it, that the hobbits gave me. I quickly light a fire with my flintlock and let it spark up and I put the truffles next to it.
You are so good at lighting shit on fire that I'm going to give you a +5 to your roll.
I love it. Let's go. Come on. 8.
Which is a 13. So you manage to just get the smoke going and you're like, where there is smoke, there must be fire. And the golden truffles catch light and start emitting this golden smoke.
Absolutely. And
you are enjoying it.
I'm sure the boar is smelling it. And now we're homies, I hope.
All right, I'll give you it's only a bite. Worth, not a big plume. So I'll
see. Oh, I see.
A +2 on your roll to see if the boar is bored.
I got at 15.
17. All righty. So it charges towards you and it starts running in and it goes. And you realize that this boar slumps in a very weird position where it looks like it's kind of sitting upright. And is just in deeply inhaling, and you realize that this boar loves the golden truffles, and then realize that there's some there, and wants to do more than inhale it. It starts looking around for where the actual truffles are, because where there is smoke, there must be
truffles.
Trouble.
So
it starts nudging up the log and starts eating.
I grab the truffles and feed it to the.
Okay.
Yeah, I start giving it the truffles while I go around the back. I'm here for a boar hide. So
you have no weapons. You have no weapons.
I have no weapons. Oh, mm-hmm. Shit, that's right.
One dagger.
I'm going to roll.
Yeah.
14.
You climb up on this boar. You successfully get a strong hold onto it and launch yourself up. And you've managed to kind of, you know, pat your hand around to its weak spot. The only problem is, upon consuming these golden truffles, the boar's hide starts quavering, detaching, and shedding. And you slide off the back of this boar for it to reveal golden hide.
Woo!
So you can take this fur hide as the ingredient allows it, or you can try to get the golden hide. What would you like
to do?
Okay.
I'm in love with nature and stuff. Like, dude, you gotta do you. You don't have to like be killed to do this. I got you.
It is completely distracted by...
I'll take that. We're good.
It is consuming the goods. It is having a field day, pun intended, eating the golden truffles. You walk away with a giant boar hide in your hands and waddle your way back.
Can I give it a goodbye?
You can say goodbye.
All right, I'll say goodbye.
roll for me.
Nine.
Nine? Peace. It doesn't notice. Nine. Yeah. Who was next? Who got the lowest score? Oh, you're next?
Heck no. Elaine got the lowest. I'm middle.
So Broomhild, we cut to you. During this entire expedition of the retrieval of the boar hide, you have made your way to the toad pond. Okay. You're at the pond. I noticed that Broomhild, whose biggest fear in the world was something with a giant snout, decided not to undergo that one because you split the party up.
I did it for you, Mod. We did it for you. We knew it'd be easier for you this way.
Mm-hmm. So that was handy. But you have made your way sludging through this pond that is at the start of the forest. You may have heard a little bit of a noise, but it was far off in the distance. You've made your way to the pond. What would you like to do?
Okay, so I'm here for a vial of toad slime, yes? Mm-hmm. Do I see any toad slime on lily pads or trees or anything?
Roll for me.
Okay. Don't mind if I do. 18.
You see exactly where these sacks of slime sit. So there is, it's a small amount, which is a little bit upsetting. So not one particular amount would fill up the entire vial. But you do see that on the lily pad, there is a smear. The side of that tree, some has been glunked onto that. The entrance of the pond, like around sort of like, you know, where the water meets the land, there is like a little bit of a smear there. So you can see three particular parts where the slime sits. Yes.
Okay. So I'm going around from spot to spot and I'm being very careful because I remember Elaine reading the scroll and saying, no laughing matters. So I'm trying to not to think about anything funny. Mm-hmm. Like I'm thinking about only serious things.
Mm-hmm.
But every once in a while, I think about Atlas taking a shit on his parents through a portal while they're having sex. And I'm like, it almost gets me. And then I'm like, no, think about anything else, anything. Just think about how mean that elf was to us. Got kicked out. It's a very mean, very inappropriate behavior as I'm scraping all of this slime into this vial.
Roll for me.
Oh no. Nat 20, baby.
You have a clear mind. You are not thinking about that. You are compartmentalizing like nobody's business. And you actually notice that if you kind of fished around a little bit more, there's a bit more slime than you thought initially. So instead of needing to collect three different portions, you only need to collect two.
Excellent. Excellent. And I do it dead serious as a heart attack. Mm-hmm. No jokes. Yeah.
At all. No. But the next bit of slime you've got, where did you just collect that one from? The water's edge, the tree, or the lily pad?
The tree.
Cool. So do you want to do the water's edge or the lily pad?
Water's edge.
Alrighty, make your way over there and roll for me.
Okay. 10.
You do such a good job of collecting and you only needed a little bit and you actually fill it up.
Nice.
But then you go, whoa, they were fornicating! And these two eyes pop out of the water and lock onto your eyes.
Oh no. Hello.
What do you want to do?
I'm stupid. I'm going to try to talk to it.
Okay. It pops out a little bit further. Who are you?
Oh, sounds like you. I'm Broomhild the Worthy. Who are you?
Someone that owns this pond and lives here.
Oh, it's a very nice pond. I like that lily pad. That lily pad is second best. That one is third best. I hope you agree with my ordering.
It just decides. You know, you can't see its mouth. You can just see its eyes above the surface. Oh, I know, it has spoken to you, so you can. And you don't understand what's happening. But all of a sudden, its mouth opens.
Oh.
Really, really wide.
Ah.
And it starts just drinking in all the contents of the pond.
Wow. Oh, it's very, I'm not in the pond, right? Like I'm on the edge. All right. Well, I clutch my vial of toad slime to my chest. I'm like, oh, it's you're very thirsty. I'll leave you to it. No problems with me. Just taking this extra slime back to my friends.
It's gonna.
Why?
Shoot some of the water at you. It sees that you're taking its slime.
Oh, all right. I want to. I'm gonna try to dodge out of the way, and I guess it's two separate actions. I want to dodge out of the way and then try to disguise myself as part of the tree to hide myself.
So here's how this is gonna go. You're gonna roll, and I'm gonna roll. Whoever gets higher wins.
Well, it's not gonna be me. 11.
9.
Yay!
It decides to just spurt a little fountain of water at you, but it completely misses because you dodge out of the way. And then all of a sudden you are shaped as this tree. And so it's like, and then sinks back into the pond, the little bit that's left in there still.
Nice.
You successfully have the vial of toad slime. Yeah. Which means we have gone to the caves. And Elaine, you have spent that entire time not only getting to the mountain cliff face, but edging your way up and then exploring the caves, to which you find... Good-o. You are at the cave's entrance. What would you like to do?
I would like to... just head right in. Wait, no. Do I have anything on me that can create like a fire, some sort of light?
Yeah, everyone gets you can have a flint thing.
Yep. And then I'll light up a little torch and then I walk in there so that I'm not completely blinded, even though I can kind of see a little bit better in the dark. But I head in there and I start going, hello, spiders. Are there any spiders in here? Preferably ones that can talk.
When you light up the flame, you can see that all of the cave inner walls are just slick with spider webs. And so you know that this is where all the spiders are. And you don't really hear anything, but you hear a bit of a kind of sound.
Okay, so I'm just going to go ahead and take 20 feet of this. I hope that's cool. If not, just let me know. I don't want to offend anybody, but I don't know if I'm dealing with sentient beings. Okay.
We have a reroll. This is the first time we've had the reroll. Who is it for, Caitlin? Who is doing the reroll and for what? What was the roll that he had? What was the roll for? I can see him in the chat. Yeah, what's the roll for?
What was the roll for?
What was the roll for? I'm looking back. And I can't see anything in the chat.
Elaine hasn't rolled for anything yet, right?
That's what I thought.
Yeah, this is like a future roll.
For the next roll, I'll take it if it's for the next roll. For the next roll. Okay, cool. Yeah, you start this thick kind of like webbing that is definitely a web. It's like attaches onto your fingers and it's awful. And you realize that it's just a web and it's not necessarily like you can't collect feet of it because it's not silk.
Okay, I'm going to go further into the cave. I'll try again.
Okay, you just see webbing. You don't actually see silk.
Hello. Oh, boy. I'm at a loss. I don't know who else I can talk to.
Did you yell out again?
I'm here to negotiate. I can negotiate.
And with that, you see this figure with a attached to one very silken web come down from the middle of the cave and go, hello.
You rang? What do you require, tiefling?
Hello, my name is Elaine. I'm sure you have a lovely name. I'm here to see if I can get about 20 feet or more of spider silk.
Insolent fool! Do you not understand? that that is the most expensive material in the world. What do you have in exchange for 20 feet of it?
I'm willing to begin negotiating. I will start the bidding at, I will give you my 30th born child.
Very tempting, but we do not feel that you will ever attain a 30th child at the way that you are going in life.
Honestly, that's a little disrespectful. I'm offering you here, sir. You don't know if I already have like 28.
Your offer was disrespectful.
Okay, I'll start the bidding again. I'm willing to offer you, Sissy, the most expensive thing in the world. Okay. I will promise you that I will try to take over the world, and when I do, I'll give you a continent to control.
You don't even finish that sentence. A giant pincer slams down next to you. You surge. Roll me a d20.
Oh, buddy, he's surging.
And then roll that number again.
Good, because I got a 2, so I really...
Oh, interesting, Jimmy. You got him out of a situation. All right, re-roll for me, because a 2 would have been real bad.
13, I rolled a 13.
13 right now? All righty.
Yeah.
Ooh, you have unlocked the Stephen Summers effect, which was the one thing Maud can't do.
Is this...
And that is...
The director of the mummy?
Maud. And that is, every time you wink, you shoot a corrosive acid from your eye.
So you're saying the one thing you can't do is shoot corrosive acid from your eye? That's it? That's one thing you can't do?
That's it.
Amazing.
Right?
Wow.
I know.
Oh, Maud can't wink. Okay.
You bastard. -1 to your next roll. So that you have, while you're talking and while you realize that this giant snick comes down, you go, eh! And then all of a sudden you feel this woof around one of your eyes. And you, if you want to test it out, you can, but it may upset this giant spideress in front of you. Film it, spider. I don't know.
But she says, you and your promises that you cannot achieve. Our currency is different.
Okay, I believe I'm crying acid. I apologize. If you could please tell me what you're looking for, we'll start there. I'll let you leave.
So emotional. The thing that no one can put a price on, that is the most expensive thing in the world.
Don't say love.
Ass.
It does start with an L. It is life.
Life. Oh.
If you want 20 feet of my silk, which is fortified in strength and the perfect thing for armor, then I must take 20 years of your life.
Whoa! Wow.
Could have gone together! Could have been three! Wanted to go alone!
I wanted to go together. I'm going to just say that.
Not worth it, Elaine.
Question. Are you going to take that immediately? Is this something when I'm like 80, I just come and check in with you and then you take me out? How does it work? Magic?
I will suck it from you right now.
Right. But will I look different? Will I age or will I...
Tieflings seem to have more life than the average human.
Just by a little bit. We do grow. We we're about the same, but we live a little bit longer than regular humans, yes.
If you want to negotiate, depends how you roll.
Okay, I'll tell you this. How about this? I'll come back and bring you a very nice shoe that you can make a home out of, and we'll call it 10 years.
Roll to negotiate.
20, baby.
Yes.
Natural 20.
When you were talking to this pincer-ridden giant spider who was emitting the silk from its wherever, whatever terms you want to lay on. You just said shoes. You want to make it shoes?
Yeah, I didn't know that it was a giant spider. You sort of made it, you pantomime as if it was kind of small. So I assumed I could bring a regular human-sized shoe. But now I'm thinking I'll have to construct some large enough shoe.
When the pincer slammed down next to you in a feat that made you stir.
You said Stephen Summers. I thought the Scorpion King. So maybe there is a separate being that has a huge computer-generated pincer that I was dodging. But if you're saying it's the same thing, okay, is this okay? It's a okay, I got it. It's a huge
Elaine. You rolled a 20. How do you want to negotiate this in your terms?
The spider will suck me for 10 years, but I will.
And you can just hear in the forest, drowned out by some boar hide. I knew it. Suck this.
What? What did you hear that? It was like a faint.
You tell me, Atlas, when you hear that Elaine has said, you can suck me for 10 years.
Yeah. Should be me.
So I'll come back and I'll have like a very nice big paper mache shoes that I'll make for you. And you can take it 10 years right now. Deal.
Alrighty, cool. Just like off the record, you rolled a 20 and I said negotiate any terms, but you have still decided to put in effort and take 10 years. So this spideress comes down, she's like, deal. And four of her legs come down to shake. and with that, when each pincer that you touch that to shake, 2.5 years of your life, yes, rushes up and out of you and into the spider. And you are now 10 years older than you were, which would probably have more of a dramatic punch to it if we knew how old the fuck you were to begin with. But now, just slide a 10 year off that one. You've been roaming around since you were 7. You roamed around for 10 years. It kind of sounded like you were 17. Boom, now you're 27.
27 now. I feel 27. I feel as though I haven't done enough and the big 3-0 is coming up. Oh, boy, still in school? This is embarrassing.
Right before your eyes, yeah. But then all the spideress also says,
a papier-mâché shoes we will be waiting for. We will.
And does that and recedes into the darkness. But at the foot, which you didn't see because there was 8 legs, but at her, the legs where she declined from, was a really neatly wrapped roll of reinforced spider silk. So it sounds like all three of you have successfully obtained the ingredients that you needed without Broomhild facing her deepest fear of the pig. And without Elaine facing his deepest fear of the fucking toad. But yay, that didn't happen. So good on you three. Broomhild Surge, anyway.
Oh, man.
You laughed too hard around the toad.
I did laugh pretty hard. I got a 6 on my Surge.
All right. Oh, shit. With the 6. Okay. You, courtesy of Harper Esty, player is suddenly distracted by something that has nothing to do with the battle or the task ahead of them. You feel like you have left the oven on and you cannot kind of disassociate with any other feeling. -2 to all rolls as your mind wanders. Oh, you're in a permanent state of, did I?
Oh no! Did I leave? Is it on? Is it on or is it off?
Toad in the pond hoofs up and just starts laughing at how ridiculous you look and sound, and all of the water and a mass amount of toad slime rushes out of it as it at how ridiculously silly you all of a sudden look, being like, did I
oh but
I still look like a tree too. I forgot to drop the disguise, so now I'm just a humanoid tree. It's not funny. It's a fire hazard for one.
Just slime coming out of its mouth while
so
it laughs.
Am I now covered in slime as well?
Sure.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Uh-huh. I come back to the castle real slippery.
That's it. So you return with the three ingredients and the headmaster begins to work on this new armor.
Well, look at this. Oh, you all returned. You look like you had a fight with a slime ball. Oh, Elaine. Is that a gray? Your eyes are a little crink. You look like you've laughed a lot in your time away. What happened?
I realized how shitty the world is. I'm in my late 20s now.
I think you look gorgeous. If anything, I mean, fine wine. Fine wine.
Thank you. Thank you, Atlas.
You're welcome, Elaine.
I sense that a surge, an outburst occurred here. Oh dear. The hide that you bring me, is it fur or is it golden?
Oh, it's gold.
I've got two eyes. It's this one. Okay. I see that you had an option, but you decided to not harm the creature.
Absolutely.
With your little lassie here, I think you are a very, you know, kind-hearted wood elf.
Is there any other kind?
There can be. There can
for sure,
be.
For sure. That's true. That's true.
Broomhild, you also didn't maim or kill anyone or anything. Interesting.
I didn't. But do you know if... Did I leave the oven on before I left here? Can you go check? Can I go check?
Sounds good.
I can check.
That sounds good. I'll take the slime from you, though. And Elaine, your negotiating skills were very impressive, even though you could have saved your life by 10 years, a full decade, but you decided to give, and that generosity is something that people will be telling about for years to come. So with that, you have passed your next test. Atlas, it looks like you need to take the lassie out for a little tinkle tease. But you passed, and I think that's I showed a lot of, not teamwork, because you decided to split the party. You split the party. The number one thing that you shouldn't be doing on adventures and quests, but the fact that you can achieve alone maybe makes not being alone all that scary, Elaine.
It's true, yeah. Also, I just want to point out, where's the first group back? So we had excellent time. I don't know if that's a factor, but all the other groups are still out there, presumably in the forest, fighting.
I mean, that's just your maturity, you know? Not Kurt.
Yeah.
Blaine.
Very astute indeed. Thank you so much. And rest up. Hopefully no more toilet cleaning for you, Broomhild, but you passed your next test. Atlas, maybe slow down on the inhalation of your nation. That could be helpful, I guess. So there you go, guys. You actually completed the next test with this. You completed all the ingredients. None of you were harmed or maimed. And that concludes our second episode. I just want to take time to thank Sirenscape for the cool ambient music that you heard. If you want to use it at your table, just head to sirenscape.com. If you feel like supporting the show, just head to patreon.com/geekbomb. There are two new tiers that you can sign up to get involved with this show. I now have the ability to read out all the people that decided to follow and sub. So thank you, Alexander, JN, Jekyll, Homer with four R's, the Catnip Ninja for a massive sub. I thank you. Program Alice, Zach of All Trades, sup buddy. Big Bro Tendo, or Tim Uma. I can't say these names. Mrs. Littlekins, Bear Quack Attack, Milovidovich. Mathrak, why do you guys do this to me? Ross Sanchez 47, Brax 84, Rectorship.
That's a name we can get behind. Alex Montero, Juha, The Empire Strikes Us.
That's very good.
That's so good.
Very good.
Mangle 81, Load Kid, I Am Puddle Glum, and Kate Welsh for following. Thank you guys so much for doing that. The after show is going to happen right after this, only for Adventure Pass holders and above. If you want to subscribe to YouTube, the episode will be up tomorrow. Obviously, follows and subs are all welcome for that. And if you want to submit fan art, just tag us all into it. Thank you for watching Fun Dungeons and Flagons. We'll see you guys next week.